ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Can we please open our Bibles, if we can, to 1 John 3? I take a verse of the scripture there as we just further enjoy the day together. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 14. 1 John 3, he said, we know. You may ask the question, what is it that we know? And the answer is simply that we have passed from death to life. How? Because we pray? No. Because we fast? No. Is prayer fasting not necessary? It is. But maybe we should just take the Bible simply as it says it. Because we love the brethren. That's how we know. We know we have passed from death to life, from spiritual death into the life of God, from hopelessness into a life filled with vision, from disappointment into appointment, from death to life, from sickness into health, from confusion into peace. So John was writing to the believers, the church of the living God. He said, we know that we have passed from death into life because of just one simple thing. Because we love the brethren. Who are the brethren? Fellow believers in Christ. People who have receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Lord. And Paul, writing about us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, said, therefore, if any man is in Christ, so men from every nation, every tongue, when we come into that loving relationship, Paul said, we know something. There is an assurance in our heart. There is a sensing, a persuasion that we've actually passed from death to life. If you look at your tables this morning, maybe you know people are sitting by your side, or maybe you are just even seeing them for the first time. There is a kind of vulnerability that has taken place. There is a kind of connection. You don't question their identity. Why? You are in a connecting point that we call the church. So we know we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. And I will say this, that vulnerability is sometimes what people have taken to the other extreme. So if we are in church, there is a way that your guards just goes low. There's a way you are eager to speak to the next person, even if you are speaking for the first time. I mean, today, they said, turn to your neighbor. It may be the very simple statement that you have said. Why? There is a connection that goes beyond biological connection. There is a bond that has come by reason of our relationship with God in Christ Jesus. There is a knowing in our heart that this is my brother, this is my sister. There is a knowing in my heart that goes, it's not by just bearing the same surname. There is just that knowing that there is a link with the author of life. So Paul says, or John says, we know. And this is the very reason that we know, that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. The same word Jesus was telling us, the principle of answered prayers. And, you know, a lot of the times we can just reduce prayer to the activities around prayers. But actually what helps us to get our prayers answered is the recognition that we have the love of God in us. The love of God is not something that we look for on the outside. The Bible says God commended his love towards us. Romans 5:5. He said, when we were without strength, Christ died for us. And verse 8 says, God commended his love towards us in that when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That 1 John 3:14 in TPT's translation, he says, yet we can be assured that we have been translated from spiritual death into spiritual life because we love the family of believers. He said, a loveless life remains spiritually dead. So the new birth experience is what gives us that assurance. The nature of God, the DNA of God is love. So it's God's nature. So when we say love, we are literally saying God's ability in us, God expression within us, God expression through us. So the love of God is who we are, the essence of the substance of our being. And we don't try to love. All we need to do is to allow the fruit of God's love, God's DNA, to grow in us. So we need to mature this fruit. And that's my message today. We sometimes when we need to take responsibility in church, we try to blame every other thing about our taking responsibility. We blame the government, we blame the structure, we blame other people. But hey, the believer in Christ, we must allow the love of God to produce the fruit in us. In Galatians 5:22, which is a very popular scripture that all of us know, we say, but the fruit, remember, is singular. The fruit of the Spirit, the evidence that God lives in us, it has those fruit that it bears. It bears the fruit of love, of peace, of joy, of patience, of temperance, of self-control. And the Bible says, where this love, or rather this fruit, are in operation, it said, against such there is no law. I have never seen anybody who resists love. The organization in our world, the Red Cross, even the United Nations, everyone who gives aid, there is just something that everyone is trying to portray is to demonstrate compassion, which is another word for love. But hey, truly, the love of God is present in the life of the believer by reason of our identification with God. And it doesn't matter our differences, our prejudice, our misconception about people, about race, about nations. For the believer in Christ, the love of God is active in us. The love of God works through us. But we need to allow the Holy Spirit to produce this fruit in our lives. As we celebrate this community day, please let us all understand love is the fruit of the recreated human spirit, producing us because Christ lives in us. And I want you to picture a tree that produces fruits this morning. And the question is, where does the fruit grow? Fruit grows on the branches. And Jesus used the illustration of the tree. He says, I am the vine, John 15:5, and you are the branches. He said, he who abides in me and I in him, said the same will bring forth much fruit. So, the fruit is from the branch. Jesus says he is the vine and we are his branches. Jesus had come, long come and gone, over 2,000 years. But the church, which is like his branch, is still here. The presence of the Godhead is still here. And it's living in you and I. And we must allow this love to mature, because that is the only way. When Jesus was living, he made a statement in John chapter, is it 14? No, it's not 14. John chapter 13, yeah, verse 34. Can we read? John said, a new commandment. We read up to 35, please. A new commandment I give to you. You know, in the Old Testament, it was just you met out justice to people. A tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye. If you offend me, and some people still practice those things anyway, and I will retaliate. But he says, a new commandment. I'm giving you a new way of living. He said that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. He said, by this, so it's not, I know we have to pray. I know we have to pass. I know we have to yield ourselves to God in consecration. But he said, by love, this is how men will know that we have a relationship with him. So how does the natural fruit grow on the branches? It received nourishment from the trunk, the vine of the tree. And that's how the life of a believer, a lot of us, we struggle to love. A lot of us, we are like work in progress. Every one of us in this room, there is a measure. I don't think everyone has attained, or no one has attained, that maturity of the fruit in our lives. But as we progress, as we share life together, hey, please let us all understand, we need nourishment from God. We need. The truth is that when you look at our world, with the way things have happened to people, life happened to people, some people look unlovable. But we can't judge them. We must allow the love of our own love to flow to help them. Some people will resist you, even the ones we have in our individual family. How much more the church family? People have experiences in their lives. People are broken in their journey of life. But we must allow, because that's our nature, the nature of God. What makes the difference? What will not allow us to hate? I don't, in my own little way now, I don't believe that a believer should have this in their vocabulary. I hate you. No. Because when you say that, something within you will caution you. And that's the Holy Spirit. You can't hate. I mean, the hatred that gets into people to want to kill another people or snuff life at another people, it's not supposed to be mentioned. What is going to help our nation, even at this time, is the love. Love and forgiveness. We need to forgive one another. We need to see each other from the eyes of love. There are over 400 languages in this nation. There are people who are battling daily with ethnic differences. There are towns, villages, they've been fighting over pieces of land or piece of land for the past 100 years. And it's been passed from generation to generation. So it's the love of God that can melt the bitterness. And the challenge this morning, wherever we find ourselves, that space that God has planted us, let us all make that decision that we will allow God's love to grow in us. God's love to grow in us is the nature of God, is the fruit of God in us. And fruit grows. Fruit grow. We have to grow this fruit. Many people may not come into a church space like this. He said, by this display of love, men will know. We may not be able to carry the cross around our neck, carry the banner or stickers on our cars, But let our life reflect our union with our God, our Father. So fruit grows. The Bible says in 1 John 2:5, whoever dwells in God dwells in this love. He said the love of God is perfected. The word perfected means matured. That's a growing word. As we behold his face in his word every day, it speaks to our heart. It molds our behavior. It informs our decision. It guides our actions. And men see, because there is something that comes with all those fruits. When people see good fruits, when they want to come near, it attracts. When people see good fruits, they want to partake of it. When people see good fruits, it nourishes and increases their lives. We must allow God's love. And in closing this morning, there is a connection between our faith and this love. Faith is the hand that receives what Jesus purchased for us. So when we place our trust in him, in salvation, healing, fullness of the Spirit, gift of the Spirit, fruit of the Spirit, victory over the world, victory over the flesh, victory over the devil, victory over the powers of darkness, all these things will come to us by what the Bible describes in Galatians 5 says, faith which works through love. There's no other one. If you can speak in tongues of men, but you have no love, it's like a clanging cymbals. If you can do miracles. I mean, in the drama you saw our man of God there pushing people away with security. I mean, the very word that was being preached, he was living contrary to it, even on that stage. I mean, that's the challenge to every one of us. Love moderates our lives. Love creates boundaries around our lives. And perfect love drives out fear. Perfect love, God's love, when it's perfected in us, it takes away our fear. It takes away our fear of insecurity. It takes away our fear of wanting to be important more than what God has done in our lives. I pray today for every one of us as we celebrate this Community Day 2021 that the fruit of God's love will continue to grow in our lives. Men will come and partake of this fruit in Jesus' name. I'd like to just quickly read out some scriptures about the love of God so that we can put these things in perspective. There is need for us, and this is how we also grow this fruit, to meditate on God's love. To meditate on God's love. I've not met many people in my life, but I've met people. Sometimes it's just very difficult to convince people about God's love for them. And the truth is that if we are not convinced of this love, if we don't love, if we are not assured, we are not growing in God's love, it may be difficult for us to love other people. If you don't love yourself, if you put that in the context of marriage, if you are not perfected in God's love, it may be very difficult for you to love your spouse. It may be very difficult for you to love your kids. That's why I say perfect love, God's growing love, it drives out fear. You know what Paul says? When we allow this love to grow within and out of us, this is the prayer you can pray for yourself. Ephesians 3, 17 to 19 said, I pray that you be rooted and established in love may have power together. So if you desire the power of God, operational in your life, please be rooted and established in his love. He said, together with all these holy people to grasp how wide, long, and high and deep is this love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled with the measure of all the fullness of God. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times, and there is a brother for times of trouble. Ephesians 4:2 says, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. Bearing with one another in love. 1 John 4, 7 and 8, it says, dear friend, let us love. It's an admonition. Let's allow this love to grow in us and then through us. He said, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Verse 8 says, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. That is his personality. That is his being. I mean, before we discover what love is, God's love has been commended towards us. And we just need to walk in that frequency. Romans 12:10, he says, love one another with a brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing respect or love or honor. Psalm 40, verse 11, he says, you, O Lord, will not withhold your compassion from me. He says, your loving kindness and your truth will continually preserve me. John 13:34, again, he says, a new command I give to you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. 1 John 3:16, he says, this is how we know what love is. There is a song out there. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. It's like a prayer. A Christian wrote that song, but he sold it to a secular musician. But the truth is that is the cry. Whether it's United Nations, whether it's all this treaty that we sign, it's just to be able to live together in love and in peace. And we have a part. We have a part to play. Philippians 4:8 talks about that part. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, for us who are believers, these are things we should meditate and think about. He said, this is how God's love is. 1 John 3:16. Jesus Christ laid his life for us, and we ought to lay our life down for our brothers and sisters. I know people have challenge with that scripture, but the truth is that if we live within the boundary of God's love, I mean, love never fails. If we live within the boundaries of God's love, every other thing may fail. People may disappoint, but God's love will never fail. Isaiah 54:10, it says, though the mountains move and the hills shake, it said, my love will not be removed from you, and my covenant of peace will not be shaken, says your compassionate or your loving God. Colossians 3:14 says, above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. 1 John 4:18 and 19, it said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. But the one who fears is not made perfect. That's why we need to grow, allow this love to grow. He said, we can love because he first loved us. God's family is a love family. And law is the family of God. And what is that law? John 13:34, that ye love one another as I have loved you. How did God love us? Did he love us because we deserve it? No. God loves us while we were yet unlovely. God's love is not prejudice. That's why John 3:16 is there. He loves the whole world. Both the obedience, the rebellious, the unrebellious. God loves him. He causes his rain to fall on the farm of both who obey him and who does not obey him. God's love is everlasting. That's what Jeremiah 33 says. He said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. So, if God loves us with so much great love, while we were yet sinner and unlovely, when we were his enemies, do you think he loves us any less now that we are his children? No. Please, don't measure God's love by the things you want him to do for you. Whether he does it or not, God loves you. Whether he gives you a husband or not, he loves you. Whether he gives you a child or not, he loves you. Whether he gives you a house or not, he loves you. Whether he allows you, because a lot of time we just put God's love within the context of what we can draw from him. But Paul wrote in Acts 20:35, when you understand this law, you understand that it is more blessed to give than to receive. I love what someone said here this morning. Sometimes when you find yourself in a community, it's a smile. Sometimes it's a word of counsel. Sometimes it's an encouragement. Sometimes you don't even have to say a word. That warm handshake. Sometimes that sentence, bro, I'm here. It makes a whole world of difference. A lot of the time we have reduced this subject of love to giving and or giving to just money. Those are immaterial things. A word spoken in season, it's a word of love. I pray as we celebrate together, the Lord will give us the understanding of this in Jesus' precious name. Praise the Lord. Please say with me this morning. God is love. I am born of God. Therefore, I am born of love. I am a love child of a love God. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. My nature is love. It is natural for me to walk in love. It is supernatural for me to walk in love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Christ is the vine. I am the branch. I abide in Christ, and Christ abides in me. Therefore, I bring forth fruit. As I keep God's word, I mature in his love. I am making progress. I love others as others love me. I love others as others loves me, as Christ loved me. I am under the law of love. I walk in love. I have fellowship with my Father, who is love. Every day, in every way, the love of God is rebirthed in me, informing and guiding all my actions. Can we just lift up our voices to the Lord and give him praise this morning? Let's just thank him. It's not just a day event that we talk about the love of God. That's our nature. It's like an everyday thing. You just want to give him praise. Thank him for his love. Say, God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Father, we bless you, we honor you. We give you praise, worship, and glory. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,